The HIV epidemic continues to have a stranglehold on the Southeast, especially here in Atlanta. This weekend, some 150 HIV advocates and leaders gathered to talk strategy and share in successes in slowing the epidemic. That includes Kia Colbert. She's with the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory, and when she spoke with WABE's Jim Burris earlier about this weekend's summit, she began by outlining the demographics of who's most affected.
We see the most HIV new diagnoses among Black heterosexual women, around Black men that have sex with men, as well as the Latinx community.
Do we know what is the driver behind that continuing to the degree that it does?
Yeah, so I think there are a lot of things. I think that, you know, when you look at the South, typically we've seen less resources. The South accounts for a third of the population, but more than half of new diagnoses are there. But I think what's unique to the South, there's racism, there is, you know, structural systems, and there are intersections of HIV that affect Black people. And I think that's why we see such high numbers in the South. We know that there are high numbers of people who are unhoused, people who are underinsured or uninsured as well. And so, you know, HIV isn't a silo. You can't have it by itself. So with all of those things intersecting with HIV that affect mostly Black and brown people, we see these numbers that are elevated in the South because of that.
This weekend, y'all are participating in a summit to bring focus and discuss this very thing. Talk about that summit.
Absolutely. So yes, this is our Southern Solidarity HIV Advocacy Summit. And it's an inaugural one that is hosted by the Emory Compass Coordinating Center in collaboration with Southern AIDS Coalition and Act Now in AIDS. And it's a chance for people who are new advocates, seasoned advocates, to come together and build their skills around HIV policy and advocacy so that when they go back to their respective cities and states in the South, that they can have a stronger foundation in advocating for people who are living with or impacted by HIV. And they, you know, are now able to use their voice to impact policy decisions in their communities. And I think, you know, the impetus for all of this is a lot of the political climate that is happening. When we look at, you know, funding in Tennessee that was given back. And so we just want to make sure that the policies that are being formed for people living with HIV, that folks on the ground who are doing the work are able and are equipped to be able to do the work.
When you mention politics, there's kind of an affront that's always having to be fended off. What does it mean to always have to worry about cuts to existing programming? I mean, let alone expansion.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, with anything, you know, the only thing that is constant is change. We have to be able to continue to always be forward thinking. I think it keeps us on our toes, and we have to always be ready, always be prepared.
What do you hope is the takeaway from this weekend?
I would say my greatest takeaway for this would be for people to come together, that there would be new connections made with people across the South, that people will leave with more energy around the fight against the HIV epidemic in the South, that people would be able to take the knowledge and take the skills that they have learned, that they would be able to go back to their communities and share this information, but also be strengthened in their work and their fight in their prospective communities, and be able to create change and spread what they have learned here to other people who may not have been able to access this information.
Kia Colbert is with the Rollins School of Public Health at Emory University. Kia, thanks for talking to us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can find that interview and others at wabe.org.